USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order.
Smith filed the motion Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The post appeared one day after Trump was indicted on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Smith wrote in his filing that public posts by the former president about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond. I'm Julie Ryan.
16 people are injured after a Greyhound bus overturned on I-75 in Georgia. The accident happened on the southbound side of the interstate near Forsyth, about an hour south of Atlanta. The accident remains under investigation. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. The Travis County judge on Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. A massive operation that authorities say made billions of spam calls is hit with a major fine.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The daughter of the late Lisa Marie Presley is now the sole trustee of her mother's estate. A Los Angeles judge approved Riley Keough as head of what the family calls the Promenade Trust. Lisa Marie Presley died on January 12th at the age of 54. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Jamie Foxx is apologizing to the Jewish community over a now-deleted social media post. The actor had written, quote, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" followed by the hashtags fake friends and fake love. After some interpreted they as Jews, Foxx posted that he was referring to being, quote, "betrayed by a fake friend," and that he loves and supports the Jewish community. Foxx is recovering from an undisclosed medical complication. It's lottery fever time again.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. I'm Laura Winters.
Greta Gerwig's Barbie is nearing the $1 billion mark. The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week across North America and will cross the $1 billion sometime this weekend. Barbie will take first place for a third straight weekend. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrining 9 new members, including former Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Ware, who said growing up in an environment with drugs and gangs wasn't going to deter him.
No matter what our circumstances, we made a choice and worked to be great.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in the non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.